May the Lord bless you with steadfastness and joy in your souls, as we know that his return is near. Amen. Well, being threatened with eviction on the property that we paid $10,000 for and built several buildings on, and the situation is complicated because the owner of the land has passed away and his son is now in charge. And I didn't have things in writing the way I should have. And I didn't even know that I had to have them in writing. I figured we'd settle things out later because he gave us permission to build the little private chapel and up on the hill, our other hermitage. So we had permission to build from him. So it was, what was done in good faith. He was alive during the time we were building. He supplied the lumber to us. We bought our lumber from him. And he seemed to be happy with the situation. Well, the one thing I didn't know is that I had to have everything in writing. And that was a little shady. It took 2 years before the contract was given to me to sign. He had the money, but it wasn't signed yet. And he did his own survey on the property. Now, mind you, this is not anything I know anything about. I'm total ignoramus when it comes to this, although I'm getting a lesson now. He walked off the space that we were buying from him, the acreage that we were buying from him, and he marked it down on the deed, and we thought everything was good. Well, come to find out that the surveyor found a marker someplace that had been overlooked by the owner. And so when the surveyor came in and he started figuring out where things were, he came back and told us that the only property that belonged to us that we had built on was a quarter of the building of the commons, and that none of the hermitages were on our land. Well, I was kind of shocked about that. I had a good relationship with the man who sold us the property, but there were a lot of misunderstandings about the agreement that I had with him, and not having it on paper caused me to look like a bad guy, even though we were paying like $1,800 a month for rent for the areas that Rutilio, the landowner, had supplied lumber for us to build on. We were paying rent on it to make up for our indiscretion of not having the right kind of survey. And then we signed a contract that gave us for a year or so to be paying rent on the property until we could arrange the purchase. Well, as you all know, we have quite a few witches in Taos, and some of them happen to be in the county government, of course. And they really want to come after us and cut us to shreds, take the land away with the buildings that we built, unless we come up with an exorbitant amount of money. Just outrageous. Within 2 short months, and we're getting to the end of that period, $45,000 in back pay immediately, and then raising the rent to $5,000 a month, which that's what we use to give to the poor, to buy them tires and to pay for food, medical bills, and everything that the poor need up here. And there are a lot of poor people. That's a lot of money for us. Don't know how we could even survive doing that. But the first thing is that they want $45,000 in front of this whole situation. And this land isn't even worth that. It's undeveloped land in the wilderness, 8 acres. And that's nowhere near the purchase price. So we even have to pay for the land we built on, because the land that was marked out by the Father has nothing to do with where our buildings are. It's really, really a rough situation, guys. And they're wanting to evict us. And of course, you know, our hermitages are here. The community is here. The community house is here. The roads are improved. We've done so much to improve the land. But we still have some work to do to bring some of the buildings up to code. When I bought the land, all I was told is that, because we were raising sheep at the time, that we wouldn't have any problem with zoning. We had horses, sheep, goats, chickens. And basically it was zoned in that kind of way. But then it turns out that the zoning laws are different. We're not sure of our status, except that we do have to improve the buildings. In our Franciscan way of life, dear ones, we live a very primitive life up here. We use the outhouse, and we carry our water. It's not anything like living on a county road where you have all those services brought to you. So we've invested a great deal in the electricity, the plumbing, to bring the water down from the well. And they just want to evict us unless we come up with $45,000 and $5,000 a month rent, which is just absolutely unbelievable. Because we also have to make improvements in the buildings. We're talking about a lot of money here, even after we come up with the major payment, if we can. But the Lord has told me he's going to take care of this. He has a remedy for this problem. He's going to take care of it. This land is consecrated to God. And he is not going to allow it to be taken away from us after all that we've done here. And that the people we're dealing with are very unscrupulous, to say the least. So, my dear ones, I'm laying this at your feet and I'm asking you to pray for us. I'm trying to keep a level head and keep going with the messages and music. And it's difficult with this kind of stress hanging over my head. But the good news is I know that the Lord put us here for his reasons. And it's his will, and we are in his will, and he will cover for us. No matter what it takes, we just don't know where it's going to come from at this point. Well, it's going to come from him, obviously. So I'm sharing this with you and asking you to please pray. Please pray. And pray for me that my mind will be able to be steady on the messages and the music, the things the Lord is wanting to do. We just discovered a new kind of demon today, and it's a demon of disheartening, to dishearten people. And I wondered, what in the world is this thing that keeps bugging me? Where I go to do something, all of a sudden I lose all motivation, or I sit down to record and I hit glitch after glitch after glitch, and I have to wait until the next day to work out all the glitches so I can just record. What in the world is going on here? We're praying our binding prayer, and we're praying against the opposition, but obviously the Lord is allowing some things. And I'll tell you guys, it has been so, so frustrating and hard. Starting with, I think, back in November when we got the new computer, and that was nothing but trouble. from start to finish. And thank God now I'm on the old computer that we managed to get running, and everything works seamlessly on it. So I'm warning you, there is a spirit of discouragement and disheartening. Maybe you want to call it a spirit of opposition and delay. I love Jennifer LeClaire. I listen to her every day. She's wonderful. She is spot on with warring prayers for the new thing that's been released by the demonic empire. She is so spot on. I encourage you all to listen to her every day. She does an amazing job. And also Kevin Zadai. He's been taken to heaven, and the Lord has spoken to him many times about the things that are in heaven. And it's beautiful. There's so much clarity to the things that he recounts about the way things are done in heaven. I highly recommend you give them a listen, both of them. So getting back to our situation, to sum it all up, we've improved the roads, the property. We have, I think, 7 hermitages and goat shed and storage facilities and that kind of thing. For 25 years now, we've owned this property. And they want to take it away from us unless we come up with this exorbitant amount of money. When we bought it, we had paid for several acres, but in order to get wood to build on, we had to give up some of the acreage to get wood so we could build the houses. I know you guys will pray for us. I appreciate it that you do. And pray that the person that has been appointed by God, or persons who have been appointed by God to save us in this situation, pray that they will be quickened in their spirit to know what they are to do, and that they will be willing. I just can't imagine us leaving this mountain, guys. Everyone is so happy up here, and they go into town, it's such an environment. They come back frazzled, and they're so glad to be back here. Also, some of our old heart dwellers who have gone out on missions are coming back to the mountain, so we'll be working with them, which is lovely. And our little family from Japan has returned to Japan to straighten out issues there so they can migrate to the United States. We have been blessed with some wonderful people, I have to say. So wonderful, so honest, industrious, loving, and devoted to the Lord. And they've made this all possible. We are so grateful, just so grateful. So please keep me in your prayers and keep the situation in your prayers as well. And pray that I won't get discouraged, please, that I'll really be able to work hard on the messages, because I have several now that haven't been recorded, and I'm going to work on that tonight. Keep me in the saddle with your prayers, guys, please. Well, I bless you all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. May he give you the strength, integrity, and courage that you need to navigate through the days ahead. Love you all. Thank you for listening, praying for us, and supporting. Thank you so very much. You give us tremendous hope.